Women across the world, including a group in Bari, put on their helmets and put pedal to the metal as part of the 16th Annual International Female Ride Day, IFRD, on Saturday. Representatives from global power sports leader BRP, and its Can-Am team, hit the streets of Bari Saturday afternoon, alongside female riders in more than 50 communities around the world. From the US and Canada to Europe, Asia and Latin America, Can-Am employees, ambassadors, dealers, and vehicle owners rode together to celebrate the importance of women riders and their positive contributions to the industry. Tira McLean, BRP District Sales Manager for Ontario West, told Bari Today this is the first time the company has participated in the event on three wheels, and decided to partner with Georgian College given their successful history of working together over the years. We partnered with our original school that started the three-wheel course and our lead instructor who set the curriculum for three wheels. We decided it would be a good spot to start our journey for a ride up to Horseshoe Resort today, she said. 40 riders registered, including Ontario ambassadors, three-time Olympic medalist and member of the Canadian national women's hockey team Natalie Spooner and TV host Sherry Holmes. They are excellent ambassadors for young women to get out and do something different, said McLean, who recently returned to riding after a bit of an absence. McLean said she used to ride on two wheels but left the sport for a few years and ultimately let her license expire. Last year, she decided she wanted to get back on the road, so she obtained her three-wheel license and hasn't looked back. I just like getting out on the road. Your helmet goes on, you don't have to listen to anybody, the phone isn't there. It's even better when you have a bunch of friends to go out with, and if it's ladies, then that's great, she said. For me, three wheels is easier on my body. I find I can really enjoy the ride, and when I get off at the end of the day, my knees aren't as sore, my back isn't as sore. I am thoroughly enjoying it, so I probably won't go back to two wheels. Jennifer Martin is the coordinating chief instructor for Georgian College's motorcycle training programs and said the point of IFRD is to encourage women into the field of motorsports, as well as to celebrate women, whatever they ride. Martin has been riding since she was 18 and said she's continued to love the sport for more than 30 years. No one in my family rode. It was a buddy of mine that would ride and I was the passenger. At one point he asked if I wanted to try it. I said yes, and I've never been a passenger since. Holmes is a new rider and admitted she's loving the fun, and the freedom, having her license has given her. I never thought I would get my motorcycle license and then I had two children, and I realized I forgot what hobbies were and what I liked to do. I don't do much for myself, so I decided to go for it, she said. I am by myself, I am doing my own thing and it's easy. Holmes's advice to anyone considering getting their license is to go for it. I don't think there's anything wrong with having some apprehension towards getting on a motorcycle, but I also think there's something to be said for just getting out and trying something new and something that does scare you a little bit. You'd be amazed at how far you will go and how many doors that open up for you and how much you will love it. I am enjoying every second of it, she said. Spooner started riding in the summer of 2021 and said she enjoys trying new things. I got to try it out and I loved it. Playing hockey and being part of a team, I think, riding, is the same thing. You get to meet so many amazing ladies and be part of a riding community, she said. It's a blast. For me, I find it, to be, such an escape. No matter what's going on, you can just get out on the road and forget about it and feel the wind in your hair and be at peace. The group left Georgian College around 2 p.m., eventually making their way to Horseshoe Resort.